How to do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 1st of February, 2022. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
Not bad. How about you?
I am doing well. Thank you.
Excellent. Also with me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello. So nice we had to come back and do it twice this week.
You were so comfortable, I couldn't kick you out. So let's have a chat about buying stuff with your phone. That's kind of what we're here for. First of all, we have a story about something that came out that I think is getting misinterpreted by a lot of people, and that is the speculation. That might be a strong word, that Apple wants to get into the accepting payment with your phone business. Mm-hmm. Is that about it, Jeff?
Yeah, and I would say that speculation is not a strong word at all. It might be too soft of a word. Mm. Sources familiar with it actually told Mark Gurman at Bloomberg, this is a thing. And this is coming soon.
Oh, okay. They said it is coming. Okay.
Yes, it is coming. It may be as early as iOS 15.4. But Gurman has recently hedged his bets and said that it may wait for iOS 16.
Okay. Interesting.
And this is all based on, Apple purchased MobiWave, mm-hmm. which it has already been used by Samsung to allow you to basically take your phone and someone taps their credit or debit card against your phone and it uses NFC just like Apple Pay does in the stores. Mm-hmm. But it's, it doesn't require a separate device to accept that payment.
All right, so the little headphone jack thing that you can use to swipe a Stripe on a credit card.
Right, right. You don't need a dongle. You don't need a Bluetooth card reader.
Okay.
You just, if the card is one of those contactless cards, the tap-to-pay cards, you just mm-hmm. tap it against the phone and boom, you can make a charge to that card.
Okay. Now, Charlotte, I think you are probably listening to this and thinking how cute it is that we've finally, here in the US, made it to the 21st century. Is that about...
I mean, I was endeared by the idea of using the the magnetic strip on the card to swipe, swiping your card. Truly, I use everything. I pay for everything using Apple Pay and my phone now. Mm-hmm. I mean, occasionally I use contactless on a card, but basically it's all my phone. I went to a restaurant last night with some friends and paid using... There's nowhere in the UK that I go that now doesn't accept contactless payments. In fact, I think I mentioned this to you in a previous show, actually, sometime earlier on in this weird couple of years. But one of the things that changed in the pandemic, or certainly was accelerated in the pandemic here in the UK, was the uptake of contactless payments, including via Apple Pay, mm-hmm. and the extension of the limit, the cap on how much you can spend. I think I'll check, but I think it's about £100 now, at mm-hmm. least. I mean,
and this is the limit before you have to sign something,
or even
otherwise
no,
you can just
sign something,
Kelly, wave your arm at the thing and walk out, right? Like,
okay. It would be the limit before you have to plug in a card.
So here's my question, Charlotte. Do the merchants need to have separate hardware to accept those payments, or do they just bring you their phone and you tap your card or your phone against theirs?
Well, at the moment, it's just a normal, contactless payment reader, that can take all types of credit cards.
Terminals like we have, I think, probably.
Yeah, usual terminals.
Yeah, yeah. And that's
a nicer terminal. Yeah.
And that's what this will turn the iPhone into.
Right, exactly. Right. And I was right. Yeah, it's £100. The limit here in the UK, which is, going to cover most things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's gone up at various points.
Sure.
So, yeah, yes, it would obviously limit if the company wanted to buy one iPhone as its as its payment terminal instead of a payment terminal and a whole system. I think there's an interesting element to this of kind of, does, you know, who is going to preside over these transactions? Does Apple really want to get into that game? What cut does Apple take? You know, all the kind of conversations we had when you guys got the Apple credit card for the first time.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the big question is, will they become a credit card, a merchant card services processor, or are they just going to pass that on to someone else?
Right. And I get the feeling, and this is based on nothing but just sort of observation, Apple doesn't want to be in that game. I think if Apple wanted to be in that game, they would be already. And we probably would have seen other things that didn't make any sense that Apple was up to. And then all of a sudden we would find out, oh, well, they want to be a payment processor. So now all this other stuff we thought was weird makes a lot of sense. I haven't seen a ton of that sort of stuff happening yet. I think the people who should be mad about this, like, here's the thing, is that a lot of people are saying, like, Apple's going to be a credit card company. Like, that sort of seems to be the discussion about around when this headline broke. And that's not the case. You know, it's not Visa who's going to be mad about this. It's going to be Square.
I think, first of all, yes, you're right. Square is the people they're going after in this particular move. I would also throw out the caveat, and maybe Jeff can correct me slightly on this, but it's worth remembering that Apple, when it went into the credit card business, as in literally, gave you a card and supplied you with credit, it wasn't Apple supplying you with the credit. It was JP Morgan. Mm-hmm. Apple understands, as it has, Jeff, you and I have discussed this when it comes to the car as well. Apple understands where it can, and actually we've discussed it when it comes to making media and content as well. Mm-hmm. Apple knows when it needs a partner.
Yes.
And it knows when it can do stuff in-house. And as we've seen with chips, say, it's gone from having partners to doing stuff its own way. Mm-hmm. But everything we've seen so far of its finance place has always, it's always worked with a third party.
100% partnership with somebody. Yeah, whoever that may be, depending. I think is it Goldman Sachs? JP?
Yeah, Goldman Sachs. Yeah. Does the Apple card?
It is Goldman Sachs, and then, early, like the loan payment program. If you go to Apple Retail and you want to break down your purchase into monthly installments, that's through another non-Apple company that Apple has partnered with. Back in the day when you could get credit from Apple, that was also through a different third party. I don't think that was Goldman Sachs. I just don't remember who it was because it's been a really long time. But it's always been with the financial piece of it, there's always been someone else involved. Sure, like you were saying. And I think if that were to happen here, that would also be the case. So the story isn't actually about Apple wanting to be Visa. Like that's not what's happening. Right. So
and actually, if they open it up so that the existing merchant card services companies can use Apple's hardware, Square might not be so upset about that either.
Yeah, and that, I think that's going to be an interesting piece of this. And I do want to chat about that for a minute. But first, I want to take a moment and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is Thesis. Now, I have a question for you. How many unread emails do you have in your inbox right now? Are you procrastinating on that inbox by listening to us, or are you procrastinating on something else? If you're having trouble getting those things done or even just getting things started, Thesis can help. Thesis makes personalized supplement formulas based on the science of nootropics, which are natural ingredients. You take a 3-minute online quiz, and then Thesis will recommend nootropic formulas that are customized for you. I've tried them, and it's actually super helpful when you have many, many things to juggle all the time, and I kind of do, so it's actually kind of nice. Over 60,000 people have used Thesis for better results, and now you can too. Right now, Thesis is offering my listeners 10% off your first starter kit when you visit takethesis.com/TDO. Go to takethesis.com/TDO, take the quiz, find your unique nootropic combination, and you can save 10% on your starter kit. That's TAKETHESIS.com/TDO. Make sure to use that URL to let them know I sent you. And we'd like to thank Desis for sponsoring the show today. Now, Jeff, when you talk about like person-to-person payment and, you know, and opening up the hardware for other people to be able to use that to do the same thing, this is the part that I'm sort of interested in, because every once in a while, Apple's really kind of cool about something like that. And then sometimes they're really not. So like, yeah, FaceTime was supposed to be an open standard, which it isn't. Right. But anybody that wants to can build something that's going to be HomeKit compatible. And that works too. Right. So.
Yeah. And I think it's important to realize that, you know, what we're talking about right now, you know, that's not arrived yet, is not the same as person to person. We're actually talking about small businesses, food truck owners, hairstylists, nail stylists, not having to invest in credit card reader hardware.
Right. I kind of skipped ahead a little bit. Accept on that. Payment. I apologize.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, if Apple does not get into the actual processing service side of things, but instead allows you to use your phone with Square or with Clover or with whomever, you know, then basically the ones that are going to be mad are the ones that make the credit card reader hardware.
Yeah. But I think, for example, Square and Toast and Clover and all the ones that I'm super familiar with because I've eaten at a lot of food carts here in Portland.
Yep.
All of them, like the point of the hardware is to get you into their system so that you're using their processing to get the transaction. So if they're still getting a taste of that transaction, I'm not sure how unhappy with that they will be. Now,
I don't think they will be at all.
Charlotte, I want to ask you for a minute about living in the future, which you clearly do because you don't ever have to pull out your credit card and swipe a Stripe like an animal like we do.
So uncouth.
out in the world, like it's a far more convenient experience, like Apple Pay aside. Right. Like even before you were able to wave your arm, you know, before you got an Apple Watch and you could wave your arm at the thing and buy stuff and then leave, which I still am excited about. Like I've had a watch for years and I still really enjoy boop. So
I don't want to send you on a diversion, but I think there was a bug. There was an Apple Pay bug in the SE originally. And since then, I've just never set up Apple Pay on my watch. And I really should do that.
What?
Yes.
I just use my phone. But yes, anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I'm out and about, my phone is in my hand most of the time anyway. So it's, I can see where that wouldn't be a huge thing. But being able to wave my arm at the thing and buy stuff is
it's great.
Awesome. Sorry to be technical. But yeah, it's fantastic. It feels like I live in the future, which is, to me, is still really neat. And whenever I go places that support it, because more places do than I thought kind of would. But it's still not as many as I would like because it's not 100% of the places I go.
So I think this is the big difference. And, you know, Joe, you know, I do intend to, I keep meaning to set that up. And as I said, I think there was a bug originally on the SE that we reported on ages and ages ago. And I've just never got around since then to sorting it. But I think what I'm probably slightly distorted by living in London. But I don't think my view of this is distorted that much by living in London, that basically there is nowhere you go now that is not some kind of tap to pay system. So Apple Pay or a contactless card.
Yeah. I think, at least for me, what has happened here is that I finally got a card that was tap to pay like a year or two after my phone got the ability to tap to pay. So I don't know that I've ever actually tapped
the slab
of plastic on the thing.
Just like, what is this? The most advanced country in the world.
Allegedly.
In some ways.
Well,
in certain ways.
I mean,
yes.
What are you guys playing at? I'm sorry.
We also haven't adopted the metric.
Well, that's true.
Yes, you have your
right,
on
so.
Mishma.
Yeah. I mean,
we took some commenting on that. Let's not go there. But I kind of think the way you two are describing the situation in the US and the kind of patchy coverage, mm-hmm. and, you know, there's no guarantee when you walk into a store which way they're going to accept your payment and so on.
Correct.
I just see why Apple wants to get into this game, right?
Yeah.
Lots of people have iPhones. Lots of people, as Jeff rightly pointed out, you might want to spend, you know, the $1,000 or whatever on an iPhone for your store. Then I don't even know how much some of these payment systems cost, but they...
It's hundreds of dollars.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not terribly expensive.
No. And has got cheaper, haven't they? Things like Square and Tile and all those have got... I don't mean Tile.
But if you're going to get... Well, if you're going to get an actual point of sale system...
Right.
Like that works at the counter, that includes some sort of display, maybe a cash drawer or whatever. You're in the neighborhood of an iPhone worth of expenditure minimum.
I'm not even thinking of that. I'm thinking of the kind of examples Jeff gave of a food truck, of a hairstylist that goes to people's houses.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And. Mm-hmm. You can see why someone who knows and understands how to use an iPhone would rather just add that facility than set up a whole new thing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's also limits points of failure. You know, is the problem the connection between my phone and my swipey majig? Is it, you know, if I try the swipey majig? Yeah.
Why am I still having to use swipey majig?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 2022. Why am I swiping a Stripe? 100%.
I don't understand that. When are we kind of expecting this to become reality, if it becomes reality?
Sometime this year is all that we know so far.
Do we know if it's a software limitation or a hardware limitation? Like, is this an iPhone 14 kind of a thing, or is it something that the right OS update could actually enable in a 12 or a 13, depending?
Purely software.
Interesting.
The NFC chip in your iPhone now has everything it needs to be able to accept credit card payments.
Okay.
You know, the fact that you can tap your phone on a reader and make a payment, it's just that in reverse, and it's perfectly capable of doing that.
That's
interesting.
So
in theory, any iPhone that has an NFC chip in it could be able to do this. I wonder if, like, when Apple released its credit card, this will be a thing that only comes to the US. We still don't have an Apple card here.
That's a good question. I mean, this is pure speculation, but I would say that it will probably launch in the U.S. first.
Yes, and then expand out.
But I don't see a dramatic hurdle to it going anywhere else if all it's eliminating is a credit card terminal, because, Charlotte, you have credit card terminals just like we do.
And look at how did Apple initially launch Apple Pay? Mm-hmm. I would expect it to kind of mirror that launch.
Yeah, that would make sense, because it's a similar idea. So that would be a good thing. So this would be interesting. Do you want to be able to use your phone as your Square reader, your PayPal reader, your Quicken reader? I don't know. I had a friend who was collecting, like, all the different little Stripe swiper thingies, and has, like, a little box full of them. So if you would rather eliminate that, is that a thing you would be interested in doing? If somebody said, just tap your card against my phone, or tap your phone against my phone and it'll pay me. Does this sound good to you? Because honestly, to me, it sounds pretty great. Having had to actually maintain some of the swiping hardware, it's a pain in the neck. So it'd be really nice if we didn't have to worry about that part anymore. That's going to do it for us today. I would like to thank Jeff and Charlotte both for being here again for the second day in a row. And I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.